The New York State Legislature took another step in its impeachment investigation of Governor Andrew Cuomo when the Assembly announced it hired a private law firm to assist the Judiciary Committee in its inquiry. But as WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports, that choice was immediately condemned by a lawyer for one of the alleged victims, who says the firm has ties to Cuomo that could taint the investigation.
When Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie said Davis, Polk, and Wardwell would help the impeachment inquiry looking into multiple allegations of sexual harassment against Cuomo, Hastie described it as a premier law firm with offices around the world, and he said it had expertise in sensitive investigations. The legal team will include Greg Andres, a former federal prosecutor who recently worked as an assistant counsel to Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Andres also helped secure the conviction of former President Donald Trump's associate, Paul Manafort. But Deborah Katz, the lawyer for one of Cuomo's alleged victims, Charlotte Bennett, saw some warning flags in that choice. Katz says the firm has some associations that could call into question its objectivity. Dennis Glaser, the husband of the state's chief judge of the Court of Appeals, Janet DeFiore, was a partner at Davis Polk for 30 years. Cuomo appointed DeFiore to her judgeship. DeFiore also served as the chair of the state's Public Ethics Commission, an entity controlled by the governor. Glaser was appointed by Cuomo to serve on the board of SUNY Purchase and the state's casino siting board. If the Assembly does vote to impeach, DeFiore would preside over a Senate impeachment trial. For all of those reasons, Katz in a statement says the choice of the firm is an unacceptable conflict of interest. Another alleged victim, Lindsay Boylan, called the Assembly's investigation a sham and said in a tweet that she won't participate. Hastie responded to the criticism, saying the attorneys were thoroughly vetted by Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Levine, and he has confidence that they will be fair.
I don't believe there's going to be any conflict. We didn't find any conflict. And so I have the utmost confidence that Chair Levine and the rest of the Judiciary Committee and this firm will give us a thorough and fair investigation.
The Assembly Speaker also reacted to fallout from a leaked recording of a private meeting among Democratic Assembly members, reported by Yahoo News. In the meeting, some members pushed to move directly to impeachment, saying the Judiciary Committee investigation would have no real impact and that the Speaker was just buying time for the embattled Cuomo and giving the governor some cover. Hastie says he doesn't know who disclosed the contents of the private meeting, and he accused the leaker of undermining democracy.
It's disappointing, very disappointing to me that I have members of my own conference that don't respect that.
Hastie says most of the Democrats in the meeting said they supported the investigation.
The vast or overwhelming majority of the members wanted a process that dealt with due process. So I wouldn't characterize it as a split.
The Assembly's impeachment inquiry will not be limited to the sexual harassment allegations against the governor. Hastie says the investigation will also look into accusations that Cuomo and his aides covered up the actual number of nursing home deaths during the COVID-19 pandemic. That controversy is the subject of a federal investigation. And he says the committee will also look into a report by the Albany Times Union. It raised questions about the structural soundness of the state Thruway's former Tappan Zee Bridge. The bridge has been renamed the Mario M. Cuomo Bridge after the governor's father. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.